Yes, sir.
And she had her air conditioner going in there. And I said, ain't she gonna turn this air conditioner off? She said, no. I said, why? She said, because I want it to be cool in here when I come back. Now, that was gonna be about 10 or 12 hours later.
Yeah.
It wouldn't take full 5 minutes to cool up that place off. She was in that little place. But I said, you're not a good citizen, you know that? He said, why do you say that? I said, because you don't turn that off. You're not conserving energy. I said, can't you listen to the appeal that we should conserve energy? You feel like you ought to cooperate?
Yes, sir.
But they don't. People don't feel that way.
I agree with you. Do you ever drill oil wells here?
Well, I worked in oil fields from a little bit. But I never did do that because I just didn't like it.
Yeah.
But I have worked in that way. I have drilled oil wells.
They changed the land around here a lot, digging all these things, hadn't they?
Digging what?
They changed the land here a lot, haven't they? Changed it. They've dug places. Did the soil here used to get water off it very well?
I don't understand your question.
Did they used to get the soil off the land here very well? I mean, the water off the land.
Well, there was no such thing as getting the water off when the Chappelier River came up. You see, we got a spillway here. The Chappelier Basin is this. People come from all over the creation. Did you come over this road, this out the Interstate 10?
Whiskey Bay,
no, not this country. People drive over there just to look at that. That's the Chappelier Basin. That Chappelier River, its source is, it comes out of the Mississippi River, just up here about 30, 40 miles. And about 8 miles after it gets out of the Mississippi River, the Red River comes into it. And the water would come up in the Mississippi River every spring, as it does when the ice begins to melt, and come down the Chappelier River. And then they'd be joined by the Red River water, and this, they just overflow that river, and they'd overflow this whole country every year.
Yes, sir.
Until it built this spillway, let it hold the water back. And all this shucks, I've seen water running across the road between here and Plaquemine in 9 different places, just running across the road. That's been about, well, since I was married, it's been about 12, 40 years ago. And fish. We didn't have good fishing tackle now, a band like we have now. I could see myself standing there, that water was pouring all across the road into the barn, just catching, hardy man catching those big old bass, one right after the other. But something happened to the water. We don't know what fish. As far as I'm concerned, I'm too old to hunt. I love to hunt. I've done plenty of hunting.
Yeah. Have you got that bird here that can see in the dark?
A woodcock?
Well, the ones that go hunting at night.
The bird, you say?